Hello.
Good morning, Jerry. This is Valerie calling you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was calling this morning. I wanted because when I was trying to fill out the time sheet, it was asking for an ID number. That's the same ID number I sent you, or what ID number is it?
What ID number? With the ID number, you're going to clock in and clock out if you did the out on the 12th.
No, I'm talking about for
the time sheet.
For the time sheet, yeah. What's the ID number is that?
The Medicaid ID number of the patient.
Of the patient?
Yeah, Medicaid ID number. Medicaid participant number.
So can you send me that number? Because I don't know it.
The participant Medicaid ID of the patient, you can ask to the patient, or you can put 000. I can put when you send the timesheet. Yeah.
And another thing is, I'll be going different time because we having a lot of appointments, and I took him to his appointments. Like yesterday, I went at he had an appointment at 11:30, so I went there about like 10:30, and we went to his appointment, and we didn't get back to about
okay,
after
but
three.
You pick up William at home. You
yeah,
picked him
house.
to take to the appointment.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You can clock him. No matter the time, it's 11 or 2 p.m., doesn't matter,
yeah,
it's not
yeah.
9 a.m., you can clock in when you get at William's home. In that
yeah, he have appointments today at 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
okay,
like
today you have appointment at 2.
Okay, you can
okay.
clock in at 2 o'clock. And then when you get home, when you leave William's at home, you can clock out. So I can adjust the schedule from 9 to 10:30. Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna do the timesheet today. I'm gonna just put 00 for the ID number.
Please send the timesheet as soon as possible for last week, so I can check if you can be paid tomorrow. Okay. Because
right,
remember, the timesheet should be sent by Monday noon. But if you send them today, text me that you already sent them, so I can check. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you to you. Bye bye.